It's the Black Canvas.
But you know, like we tell you all the time, you don't have to wait till a new year to start a new beginning. You can go ahead and actually start it today or last week.
I got a lot of people on TV talk about, man, it's a new year, you know, it's a new me. It's like, nigga, it's the same old you.
With DCST.
The whole 10 minutes, the manager kept on asking me, like, man, you want me to call an ambulance? I'm like, you want me to call an ambulance? And I was like, no, no, yes. That's why they always got to, they got to get rid of all of our leaders, man, and then, like, throw more dumb shit in our face to distract us, man.
Like Chanel purses. Presented by For Real.
For Real, yeah, yeah. Jordans. Where the ceiling is the roof.
And now, ECST.
Bitch!
You thought that shit was canceled, didn't you?
I gave up on it, didn't you?
Hell yeah! What's up, motherfuckers? We back! Ah! It's good to be alive!
Yeah!
Thank you, Lord! Oh, what's up with your ST, man? How you living?
Man, I'm living good, man. Just, you know, glad to be alive, man. How you feeling, EC?
No, nigga, say that shit again, son. Dude, no, I'm so happy to be alive, man. Like, no, you know what I'm saying? We've been gone for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, we're dealing with some things, man. But, dude, people, you got to understand, man. I'm going to tell you right now, stop everything you're doing. If you don't have good health care or insurance, stop what you're doing right now and get it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you never know when you might get sick, you might need help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, you have no idea, man. It's essential. And I know it sounds simple, and everybody's just like, yeah, man, I know that. You know what I'm saying? But don't have nothing.
Yeah,
or they got the equivalent of what's the name of that that general insurance?
Oh yeah, the general that, but that's for like cars and stuff.
You know what I'm saying? They got the equivalent of that for healthcare insurance.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, like literally, like take heed, man. Like, you see like so many things on you see so many commercials on TV. You know, like ST, you seen that commercial for people that smoke, and they like show them like getting ready for their day, and they have to like, you know, have an oxygen tank, or
yeah,
they have to like have a hole in their throat, and then like after the commercial go over, yeah, is off, it's like, this person died at 58.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's just like, man, you can't take your life for granted. You can't just be like, hey, this thing is like a fucking avatar, and I can just jump out this bitch and get another one.
Yeah.
Or I'm 20 some odd years old and I'm gonna be okay, and I can, you know, eat whatever I want, put whatever, you know, substance in my body, and my body's gonna just spit it out. No, dude, I've seen too many videos of people just OD'd just in cars,
yeah,
and just don't come back, man. Just, yeah, because like in 2017. This year alone, that like people overdosing is breaking records. This year, yeah, alone, people ODing on opioids.
Yeah.
Like, man, people, I'm saying, man, take care of yourself, man, because, man, I got real sick, man. So, and it wasn't a joke. And that's why we've been going for so long. And, ST was just, ST thought I had bailed on, but no, I was just, you know, I said, I was just, you know,
I didn't think you bailed. I just, you know, I was concerned. I was more concerned about your life more than anything, man. Fuck this show.
Yeah, dude. Shit, dude. I was there, man. I thought this was it. I was,
yeah,
man. I was thinking about that Jay-Z verse talking about Don Young leaving a good looking corpse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, man, because, man. A couple of days ago, I was singing that Mos Def song.
Yeah,
it took,
yeah,
you and me.
Yep.
Life is not promised. I was just like, dude, I was going through it, man.
Yeah.
It was just like an array of emotions that went over me, man. But like I said, man, I'm going to say a couple of things. I'm going to say, for number one, man, fuck Emory.
Yeah.
No, fuck Emory Hospital, dude. Like, if you're ever in Atlanta, you need medical care, don't ever go to Emory Hospital. Mm. Ever, dude. They have some of the worst ER nurses that are in the business. No, they are not helpful. Even the supervisor staff that when I complained was very nonchalant. She was just kind of matter of fact, kind of like, okay, I'll let them know because we got a new interface coming in and we're going to change the whole culture. And I'm like, you ain't changing nothing. You're being fake. Nobody cares here. She's talking about, that's a wild assumption to say. And I was like, if you ever get sick, drop out of your way. Even if you're in the ambulance and they're like, we're going to take you to Emory. Like, tell them, no, take me to the north side. If you're in Atlanta, to make them go out, make sure you go out of your way to get better health care than that, man. Cause they don't care. You're nothing but a number. You're nothing but money.
Yeah.
And they don't try to do anything. Cause I remember I went in there my first time ever going in there. It was, after game one. The NBA Finals. So we're going to get on that in a minute. We're going to get on the NBA Finals in a minute, man. This shit might be done.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I got up in there, wrote my name down, and they took my blood pressure, and they took my temperature, and then I sat in the room for like an hour. Then they called me in the back, and then they were like, okay, what's wrong with you? And it was like, they were just looking, just kind of like, I'm tired. I don't want to be here. And I'm just looking at them like, motherfucker, you chose to be a fucking nurse or a doctor. You chose to help people. I don't care if your boyfriend didn't blast your ass right before you came in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how Atlanta is. But,
yeah, I do.
And then, like, you know how just the, some of the female nursing staff was like picking at me. I remember I was getting my blood work done. One of the females was like, you don't talk much, do you? And I was like, man, no, I'm not a very talkative person. And she was like, And like the other fat bitch right next to us started laughing too. Like, like, who is he? Like, bitch, don't you, if I'm in here, I'm in pain. I'm not here to talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to hold a conversation. And then, like, it was another guy that got my blood work done, dude, another time, and he was talking to this other guy. You know people, ST, you know people that kind of talk out of their ass because they haven't accomplished anything in life, and they're just like, you know what I'm saying, I used to be this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I do this now. They're like, yeah, man. He was like, yeah, man, I used to be in the Army. I used to be in the Marines. Could have went to a sniper's course. And I was kind of looking at him like, nigga, no, you couldn't have. you wouldn't be here. And then he kind of tried to make a joke talking about I could have been a sniper, so I'm going to go ahead and snipe these veins real quick. And I was just like, man, just come on, dude.
Yeah.
And then, like, when I was sitting there waiting on my turn, he was talking about, man, flex your arm hard for me because I'm only trying to hit this once because, you know what I'm saying, I'm a perfectionist. I was like, all right, man. Like,
you are that much of a perfectionist, you still be in the military. Act, nigga.
Yeah, man. Shit. No, I just sat down. I was like, man, just come on, man. Just get my blood so I can get out of here, dude. And he was just kind of just like, you're not having a good day, are you? And I was just like, man, like, if I'm here, no.
Yeah.
I don't understand, man. I don't understand, dude. And it's just, I just got to stress to people, man. Like we said earlier, man, take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you try to take care of yourself, you still don't know what's going to happen. So please have top-notch health care because, like, ST and I were talking about before we came on the air, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a certain fuck nigga in office that don't care about you.
Mm-mm.
24 million people about to lose health care, and that is going to take some lives, man. Some people are not going to – it's sad to say, but some people are not going to survive this. Or think they're gonna need it and they're not gonna be able to get healthcare in time, man. Because the first thing they do, cause people already know this anyway, but the first thing they do, man, is like when you go to the doctor's office, like what kind of insurance you got?
Mm-hmm.
It's what you got. We can't help you.
That's the first thing they look at.
Like,
you don't even make it to the doctor. Like they check that at the front desk.
Yeah, man. They check at the front desk and they judge you by the insurance that you have. If you ain't got that top notch, they kind of looking at you like, you might want to go ahead and step outside.
Yeah.
And good luck to you. Or try to find somebody that'll take this junk. Or take this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much, man. So, other than that, man, God is good.
Yeah, all the time.
Man, ST got a, you know, got a big weekend coming up. I don't know if you can talk about it or not, but you know what I'm saying, his big weekend coming up. And, you know, it's awesome, man. So, what else going on with your ST?
Oh, well, yeah, just to piggyback off on, you know, the whole health sentiment, man.
Yeah.
Like, if your health is in poor shape, like, everything else ceases to matter. Money doesn't matter.
Damn right. Touch me, ST. Speak. Cause
you can't buy a healthy body. So, you know, as EC just said, take care of yourself. Because health is not a joke. Once your health goes, everything goes.
Yep. Just like that John Legend song, Quickly.
Yeah.
He said, if I had $20 million in the vault somewhere, baby, it wouldn't matter anyway.
Yeah.
Could the doctor tell me I'm dying slowly? So I guess I gotta love you when I'm here, baby.
Yeah.
You know, it's true, man.
Yeah, it is.
It's true, dog. No amount of money will save you if you didn't take care of your body, man, when you were younger or when you had the chance to take care of your body. That's not doing drugs, that's not smoking, not drinking an exorbitant amount of alcohol, that's eating healthy, that's trying to get at least like 60 minutes a day exercise, you know what I'm saying? like the NFL little E60 kids or whatever, that shit. Like, dude, it is essential, man. Especially once you hit your late 20s.
Oh, yeah.
On, like, if you don't, like, if you just think your body's gonna be like that forever, you have no fucking idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit's all downhill from here. And you need to be trying to build this shit up, man. And you don't need to build this junk up on no fucking sand. You need to build this shit up on fucking concrete.
Mm-hmm. Because they say that, you know, once you turn 30, your body, it just starts, you know, methodically breaking down.
Yeah.
And depending on how active you are as a kid or as a, you know, a very young adult within your 20, like your 18 to 29 years of age, that's going to accelerate or decelerate how fast or slow your body breaks down as you grow older. You know, like everybody, you know, if you are, you know, right now, if you had a job where you sit on your ass all day, like get up and, you know, every hour get up and, you know, walk a couple steps, you know, walk up some steps, you know, stop taking the elevator everywhere.
Yeah, man.
You know, do something to keep your heart, healthy, man, because your body needs that.
No, yeah, especially if it's like only like one floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Or if you're like, because it's a target by my gym, and it's an escalators, and then there's like stairs. I always take stairs.
Yeah.
Like, there's escalators and stairs. I always take stairs just because. Like, just that little extra push is all you would need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Without further ado, it's been a motherfucking minute. Yeah. Welcome back to another episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We are a weekly show that comes on every Wednesday, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Except if we've been out for 4 weeks.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If a fucking monster trying to fucking kill your immune system. You know Yeah, man, this bitch. And you'll find us on your favorite podcasting services, which are iTunes, Audio Mac, Stitcher, and YouTube. And also, you can find us on your favorite social media sites, which is Twitter at Blank Canvas ECST. I'm glad I remember all this.
Yeah.
And make sure to know. And Facebook at Blank Canvas ECST. Let's get into news.
Let's get it.
All right, man, for this part, since we've been off for so long, we're going to just talk about just, you know, a little bit of things that's been going on for the past, you know, couple of weeks have been going on, you know, this week as well. So, ST, man, if the Cavs don't win tonight, they jump over, right?
Yeah, man, it's looking like it is, because this is
right now, son.
Yeah, this is not the Warriors team of last year. You know, they clearly showed that Sunday and Thursday night before then. Man, these niggas ain't playing, man.
Man, it's like, because game two, when it was more competitive.
Yeah, it was still a blowout.
It was, because like every time they would get close, they would just pour back on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And you can already tell, LeBron getting frustrated. And,
oh, yeah.
And then it's funny because this is the highest rated finals since 1998. And I forgot who played in 98. Might as well just look that up, you know, because you can see that. Like, why
Jordan.
That's right.
Yeah, so Jordan and the Jazz.
Yeah, man. That push out sidestep. Dagger to end that shit, man. That was a sweet shot, dog.
It was.
That was a sweet shot, man. There's been rumors of, like, if the Cavs lose, the Cavs trying to talk to Paul George and get Paul George traded to the Cavs. So I guess they would just trade off Kevin Love. And Kevin Love, he been balling.
Yeah, he been showing out.
Yeah.
But it's just so much that you gotta account for the other side of the ball, and you know he's a defensive liability.
Yeah,
so,
Kyrie a defensive liability, man.
Yeah, but the thing about Kyrie though is that he could give you 40 to 50 points in a flash.
Yeah, you're right, dog. You're right.
So and he's the best finisher at the rim, you know, for a guy under 6'5". So. Yeah, Kyrie is he's a cornerstone of that team.
He definitely ain't going nowhere, man.
Yeah.
Even if the Cavs do win tonight, man, they're not winning the series, and I want them to win too, man. Just so people can get on KD.
Yeah.
For talking all that junk about joining the team, because in 2010, he put that tweet that why everybody want to make super teams? Let's go at these cats.
Yeah.
And now he's just like, you know what, man? F this junk. You can't beat them. Join them. You know what I'm saying?
I think things would be different if he hadn't gone to the team he went to.
Like, yeah, if either team would have been fine.
Yeah. If he would have went to Dallas or if he
Spurs.
If he would have went to the Wizards or I forgot, it was another team that was trying to get him.
The Heat were trying to get him.
I think Boston was too.
He would have had a chance at Boston, but he didn't want to have the face of Bron till the end.
I mean, which is understandable. I can't blame him for that. But
can't, man.
It's just a simple fact that, you know, he went to the team that beat him, who he already had. Like, he had their feet on their neck. And for some reason, I don't know, but, you know, Westbrook being Westbrook, you know, he jacked it all off for him. But, you know, I think that's the biggest thing, because as a free agent, you know, I put myself in KD's shoes, and if I was that nigga, I would have left too. I just wouldn't have went to Golden State. I would have went somewhere else.
To
where I know we could be competitive, but I wouldn't have went to Golden State.
I went to the Spurs.
The thing about that though is they already so much under the cap, and you would have been pissed off again. At LaMarcus Aldridge, you know,
that motherfucker did not show up in the playoff, dog.
He hadn't shown up since he got there.
Oh,
so
yeah, man.
Yeah, they've been wasting. They just wasted $100 million on nothing.
I wonder if they can deal with him.
Well, the only thing that would make LaMarcus Aldridge like hot again is if they would have to gut their whole team though. To get Chris Paul, but that would be the only way that LaMarcus would actually, I guess, benefit from Chris Paul being there, because you know they play that little pick and pop, and that would be lunch all day for LaMarcus. But that ain't gonna happen. So yeah, the Spurs just they pretty much just wasted a bunch of money. But yeah, KD man, like he's like I can tell, like he's pushing for this ring. Like he's pushing for it. Like you can see it.
He wants this shit, man, because he's balling.
Yes, he is. You can see
defense
it every dunk. Yes, Yes.
Yeah, man.
You can see it with every dunk. You can see it, you know, on every fast break, man. Like, it's evident that they want it. So, you know, if the Cavs do lose, then more than likely, it's funny, man. Like, I don't know if Dan Gilbert is going to want to, you know, going to let LeBron continue to, I guess, try to run the show as far as
the luxury tax.
Yeah, teammates are concerned.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. And people, and I saw this jump on Twitter, man. Jalen Rose was talking about, don't be surprised if he ends up out on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Talking about the Clippers, man.
Yeah.
Because they could play with
Chris Paul
and then get Melo to come and then just get rid of Blake Griffin. I guess Blake Griffin to go to OKC or go wherever. You know, he ain't a big superstar as he used to be because he'd been hurt.
Yeah.
And he ain't what he could have been. But yeah. he still could get back to there, but as of right now, he's not really a threat.
Well, he needs to develop his jump shot, which is what everybody was saying before he even got hurt. Well, no. Yeah. They were saying that before he got hurt for the second time. It's just, you know, cause he wasn't able to start his true rookie season because he got hurt.
Yeah.
And sat out the whole year. And, you know, I remember watching games and they were saying, well, you know, one thing Blake got to do is develop his jump shot. Cause if he don't, he's going to be, you know, pretty soon just a cat that can, you know, jump high. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon, you know, your knees and things, they're going to go out on you. Like, you ain't going to be able to jump as high as you used to. Like, you don't see that. You don't see him posterizing people as much anymore either.
Yeah, you're right, man.
So it's almost like he's already lost a third of who he was, like a third of his game.
Yeah.
So, you know, he needs to, you know, start getting in that gym today. But yeah, that would be, shoot, I wouldn't mind doing it. Like, if I was LeBron, yeah, I would definitely consider it. Because, the thing you do know about Chris Paul, he will play defense. That's for sure.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just, they got to get rid of, you know, all those people that, you know, want extra money, like JJ Redick, man. The money that he's asking for, he's not worth it because he's a defensive liability as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. And then they talking about like just on a separate note, they talking about getting rid of DeAndre Jordan, I guess because he and Chris Paul don't get along. Mm. But like, you can't stop that connection though.
No, you can't. They got to get over that, man.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man.
And I don't think Chris Paul really going anywhere because he had to give up that $200 million.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money to give up, dude. So it's like
20 or 30 million that he'd be giving up. But the good thing about that, though, if he did do it, is no state taxes in Texas.
That's true. So it kind of would even out to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Yeah, because taxes high as shit in California. So
yeah.
Yeah, man.
I think it's 13.1% of his salary.
Yep.
So, woo, yeah, that's a nice chunk.
That's a nice chunk, man. So you gotta think about that, man. But like, there's been a lot of talk about LeBron being in the conversation of being, you know, close to Jordan. He's not really in that conversation. But if he was able to beat this team,
oh yeah, if he could pull this out,
No, he pulled this off, dude. You can't say, dog. People will change the jump to sometimes I feel,
yeah,
LeBron is me. Like they'll change that shit to money. Oh, yeah. that would be his biggest feat. Like his biggest feat wouldn't be last year; it'd be this year.
Yeah, it would. And that's the thing. Like, what he did last year was enough to kind of turn LeBron haters around a little bit. They was like, oh, okay, all right, we got to give you some love.
Yep.
Yeah, if he could do that, if they can do that again this year, dude, man, that would be
insane.
That would be unreal. That would be unreal.
No, and then, like, you hear LeBron on the court talking about, go get somebody else. She needs help. that joke be so real. Like, go get somebody else. Get bring them. We got this. And then the whole time, like in all season, like, oh, all right, man. Like, they like get Paul George. Like, all right, man, I got to get rid of like all y'all. All y'all got to go.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because that bench, man, has not been playing, man, at all, man.
Yeah,
man. Like, yeah, that bench is not showing up, man, whatsoever, man. But so what do you think? Because, like, man, being honest, man, they're going to lose this series, man. So what do you think?
It's looking that way, man.
What do you feel LeBron's legacy going to be once they lose? Because he'll be 3-5 in finals appearances.
I think he'll be okay. I really do. I think he'll be okay. Because really, to be honest, the pressure is not on LeBron to win. The pressure is on KD and them to win. Because they are the outright favorites.
They are, man.
So.
Jesus, man.
Yeah. I don't know, like it, I mean, of course it doesn't look good numbers wise, but I mean, if you look at just what he's playing against, like you can't, it'll pretty much be like this year is pretty much how it was LeBron's first time in the finals when he took that, you know, nothing team to face the Spurs and they swept them. So
yeah,
it's kind of like the same thing. The only difference is they have a little bit more talent.
Yeah, it's just people want to just – they already hanging the joke over his head. He's,
oh, you know, yeah.
They hanging the joke over his final, you know, since he want to be compared,
yeah,
you know, to Jordan, his final appearance record is just not going to look good at all, man.
Yeah.
He could kind of – you can kind of – game two, you can see his eyes. He was like, man, this don't look good. He was on, like, yeah. He was on the bench, like, the second half because he was spent. Yeah. After the first half because he was bowling.
Yeah.
No, he went to the rim and nobody could stop him. They knew what he was doing. Nobody could stop him.
Yeah.
But he just ran out of gas in the second half. But you can just tell, like, the end of the third quarter when the lead went back up to, like, 8, like, 6 to 8. You just tell his eyes, like, man, it's like, man, this, like, this it, man.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, man, because people are already talking about he'll get past Jordan. In my eyes, he's not past Kobe to me. Because at least Kobe got 5. He's 5-2 in the finals. Finals appearance. But I can see what people can say that he's passed Kobe already just because of how he plays. Because he already passed Jordan in, you know, postseason points.
Yeah.
He already has done that.
Yeah, and I think the only reason why I can kind of put him on that Kobe almost at Michael level is because, like, I'm looking at who, you know, everybody is playing in the finals. Okay, you got Kobe, who had Shaq, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, three of Kobe's rings actually are due to Shaq. And nobody can dispute that, really.
Yeah, he's a team effort, you know?
But, you know, it is. I think for that reason alone, Kobe really, and then, by himself, Kobe faced one legitimate team, which was the Celtics, like, to be honest, because that Magic team, come on now.
Yeah, that Magic team won shit, that Sixers team won shit.
No, it, yeah.
Yeah.
The Pacers, and then.
Yep.
The Nets, nigga.
Yeah, man. I was just like, I was smiling on that one. I was like, yeah. Oh, it's gonna be a cakewalk, son.
Yeah,
but, yeah, man. But another thing that's come up is people are saying that this 2017 Warriors could have beat the 96 Bulls, and people are about to lose their mind. And even in Vegas has the Warriors favored heavily over the Bulls, and I can see why, because
everybody can shoot,
and there's no, like, the defense is way lax compared to what it was back in the day. Defense was you can literally, like, almost run and, like, bull rush somebody.
Yeah.
Foul back in the day, man. So it depends on what area they were playing. If they jumped in the time machine and went back to play the 96 Bulls, I'll put 96 Bulls, because the 96 Bulls, they would be hand checking. Stephen Curry would have got engulfed. He'd be crying. Now he wouldn't get nothing off, dude. Like, the only person that would really step up would be Draymond, and then Dennis Rodman would be all up in his ass. So it wouldn't really matter.
Literally,
yeah, dog, literally all up in it, dude. Yeah. Like, he'd be text flying everywhere, dog.
Yeah,
dog, it would be crazy. But if it's in this era, I would give it to the Warriors, because, you know, it's all about scoring in this era, man.
Yeah,
it's all about scoring.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, you know, those teams of old, like, they rarely had, you know, two people on the team that could really shoot.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I don't think, you know, teams back then weren't focused on the three-pointer as much, so.
People that specialize in shooting the three.
Yeah.
Got big shooting three, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's gotten to a point where, you know, in the league, if you aren't doing something sneaky, like, you know, if you aren't one of those tough guys who, you know, does some, you know, try to get away with like some shady stuff every now and then during the game, and you can't shoot, then you pretty much are obsolete in the league. You know, if you a big guy now, you have to be able to spread the floor. And that's what's crazy. It's just funny how like the whole league just transformed all of a sudden. Just from a couple years ago. Like it wasn't like this. I don't think 5 years ago it wasn't like this.
It wasn't, man. It wasn't just raining threes. Yeah. No, it wasn't, man. Shit, man. Like, man, shit come at you fast, dog.
Yeah.
Shit come at you fast, man. So so the Warriors gonna win. Then it's gonna pretty much be, it's gonna be probably Cavs Warriors again the following year. But what would the Cavs have to do to compete? Because there's not really any free agents out there really to get besides Paul George. And I only think like Paul George
or Jimmy Butler.
Maybe. Yeah, like Paul George or Jimmy Butler, Kyrie, and just pretty much replacing Kevin Love with either Jimmy Butler or Paul George. Is that enough to get them past Klay Thompson, KD, Draymond, and Steph? It's not.
It makes them more competitive.
It is. That's it.
Yeah, as far as getting them over the hump, I don't know about that. Because it's basically an all-star team.
It is a fucking all-star team, man. It's like, I remember I watched this parody video that I saw on Twitter. Where this guy was he makes parody videos like LeBron, so I guess he's like a little LeBron like parody video guy, but it was funny as hell because he was sitting up like after he won his ring, he like talking about the news of KD going to the Warriors. He was like, man, they making the fucking Justice League. That joke was funny as hell. He was like, man, he kept a little on the phone. Talk about, you ain't playing defense, Kevin. He's like Kevin, I'm like, it's the offseason, bro. He's like, but you ain't playing defense. It was funny as hell, man. But, and then they do him in another video. I'm gonna send it to you, man. And he's in another video. It's like after game two. He was like, anybody that score points, you know, get out of here. You ain't a Cav anymore. And they have a picture, like, they put like the names of the people. Like, Tristan Thompson's like, get out. You ain't a Cav no more. Then like, he had his ring. He's like, give me your ring. He's like, we won this last year. Like, give me a ring. Give me a ring, Tristan. And then, like, he went up to Kevin Love. And Kevin Love's like, man, I'm good. I'm balling. He's like, but it ain't good enough. It just don't seem like it's good enough. Get your hands out of here. And then, like, it showed Kyrie Irving in the corner. And all he screamed, he said, help! Mr. Help! Like, I need help, nigga. Where are you? Oh man, dog, it's funny as hell, man. He even kicked out Tyronn Lue, and like the only people left in the room was him and Kyrie and JR. That was it. That was like all the people left in the room, dude.
She really, JR probably need to go.
He need to go too, dude. Yeah, man, because he's needed too. For them to even have a chance, he gotta at least be having a decent night. He been making like questionable fouls. Yeah. You see some of the fouls he was making? Come here.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I think, I don't know, man. I don't think he's into it. I think maybe he got comfortable with last year's win. So. I don't know if he's all the way there. I don't know what's going on, but and on top of that, they paying him so much more than he's worth. That nigga was like a free agent on the market for a reason, and they just went out and just, you know, gave up. Man, they just gave up too much money for some of these dudes.
Tristan Thompson got his money. He held out. He ain't even getting rebounds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he ain't doing much of nothing. Like, to be honest, man, like, he gets the crucial rebounds when they need him. Like, he doesn't produce enough to get a max contract that he has. That's what I'm saying. Like, that junk is, you know, ridiculous, man. If I was If I was a GM, man, I definitely would have been making all kinds of moves, dude. I don't know, man. That joke is crazy. It's just they made some of the wrong moves, and you know you have to attribute some of the fault, some of the blame to LeBron because you know he's the one who pushed for these guys, man.
Yeah, he's the one who pushed for him, man. It's like being the first person at a flea market sale.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, man, I'll take this and this, you know what I'm saying? Because that's pretty much what's all that's left in the NBA because pretty much all the talent is on one team.
Yeah.
And if, like, they would like, for LeBron to even be able to compete against the Warriors, they would have to pretty much, like, have, like, a fantasy draft and just be like, hey, man, LeBron, who you want? All right, let me get him. And then the bench got superstars on it, too.
Yeah.
Like,
I wouldn't say superstars, but effective scorers.
Effective scorers, yeah. It's just like the Warriors about to rattle off with this squad. Yeah. If they don't rattle off three rings, it was a disappointment. They need to at least get three rings out of this run.
Yeah, they did.
No, easy. They about to get easy three rings, man.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, this is number one, dog. So KD going to go ahead and get his ring. Oh, yeah, real quick. When KD win his ring, is it going to be asterisks on the ring because he just joined a super team?
There's no question. There's no question because, I mean, to be honest, this team was a super team. Well, it wasn't a super team last year. It was a team that was very well built. It was built the right way.
Yep.
It was built through the draft. It was built through, you know, trades, you know, and acquisitions. That's how you're supposed to build a team.
Yep.
What made it a super team is KD going there. So yeah, there would definitely be an asterisk by this title win because KD didn't get it out the mud. He just joined the Super Friends basically. Because I mean, as we said, like man, they didn't need him.
They didn't need him, dog. And they went and got him anyway. Fucking man. And you know. And you had to have known, LeBron created this crap, so it's his fault.
Yeah, he did.
But the thing is, the difference between KD joining the Warriors and LeBron joining the Miami Heat, wasn't shit the year before.
Mm-mm.
They were not shit the year before, dude.
No, they weren't.
They were dog. So they won a 73-win team and it almost came within a couple of games going back to back.
Yeah.
These niggas could have three-peated, dude.
Yeah, they could have.
Three-peated, man. He's one of this squad.
Yeah.
Like, dog, it's bullshit, dog. It's not competitive. It's just I don't know how you can look at yourself in the mirror getting that ring, dude. Like, even, like, going into, like, a champion room where everybody that won a championship, like the NBA, he walking in, and people was just looking at him like, look at this nigga.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't even respect it. I really wouldn't, dude.
Yeah, your ring is fraudulent.
Your ring is fraudulent as hell, dude. Like, I don't care. Because what he is, like, this is what KD's trying to do. He's trying to ball out in the finals so he can run finals MVP.
Yeah.
So he can kind of be like, hey, look, I was the best player on this squad, so it's kind of my squad now. Like, no, nigga. No, dude. No.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's his squad because, you know, Steph Curry said, yo, he can have it. Which, you know, it's just, you know, Steph is going to always do his thing. So, yeah, I mean, in a way, it is KD's squad because, you know, just like when LeBron went to South Beach, it became his squad. You know, it took D-Wade a little while for him to say, okay, yeah. But, you know, we all knew what was up at the end of the day. So, you know, we all know what's up now. And, you know, it's not looking good for the Cavs in the foreseeable future.
It's not, man. So I think, like, man, like Jalen Rose said again, like, man, like LeBron has fulfilled his promise.
Yeah.
LeBron is chasing rings, man. And y'all don't be surprised if LeBron has rings from three different squads.
Yeah.
for real, dude. Like, cause being honest, since this team, like, 2019 is gonna be a pivotal year for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Because that's when everybody's contracts come up.
Ooh.
And, you know, within, you know what I'm saying, when you have all this success And some people like getting that rock, and people already got rings, people gonna start leaving.
Yeah.
So that might be the time where teams gonna come up, like the Celtics gonna come up, mm-hmm. or if the Cavs still together, the Cavs still might have a chance, cause that might be LeBron's couple more, like, that'd be like the tail end of his prime, that's gonna be it.
Yeah.
For him. So, LeBron's a very methodical player, you know what I'm saying? He already got a plan, man. After this season, he already got a plan, the way he gonna try to do to try to compete.
I think so too.
I could tell when they were losing, in game two, I could tell you he was plotting right then and there. Like, all right, man, yeah. I'm gonna have to get rid of him, and we're gonna just do this, try to get back. Now he already thinking about just getting back, because I think LeBron will get to 9 straight finals, and then that's it.
Yeah,
he not gonna get to a 10th straight final. He'll get the 9, and then the conversation's gonna start that he's falling off the cliff. And which he is, because he's been to so many finals.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't blame LeBron.
It wouldn't be totally bad if
he left.
Yeah, I was about to say, it wouldn't be totally bad if they, you know, missed the finals 1 year, because that would give him a chance to rest himself.
That is true.
Come back healthy. And depending on what their team situation is looking like, you know, if they got a chance to move some people, and, you know, I who knows, man? Like, you never know. Like, it will be in their best interest, definitely, for them if they lose. Well, even if they win, it would be in their best interest just to shop their options. Because, you know, he can go to Paul George and say, yo, come here.
Just tamper, like they be doing anyway. Just go to a party and just be at the party. Like, hey, man, you want a ring? I can get you a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Like, Ron Artest went to Kobe and got him a ring. And that's true, man. Like he not a liar. He'll get you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So, if I'm Paul George, like, man, I really don't care if Paul George goes to Lakers or not, man, being honest.
To be, man, it wouldn't do any good, though.
Yeah, it's not, man, because we're not even in a position to be ready to accept a quote-unquote superstar. I don't really see him as a high-end superstar, really.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't. So when he was, like, people were just excited about him coming, they just excited because it's a name.
He's a really good shooter.
Yeah.
He's pretty decent on defense, but he's not a superstar yet. You know, just like John Wall, he's not a superstar yet. As long as that Warriors team stays together, Lakers, Clippers, Spurs, like any team in the West, they not doing nothing.
Yeah, oh yeah, till 2019, man. Like you gotta hope that Klay Thompson gets pissed and comes home like his daddy did and come to the Lakers. Because I think this was gonna happen, man. This team is gonna implode on itself, dude. There's too many superstars on it. And everybody's not gonna be, you know, it's only so long you're going to be unselfish when you got, like, 2 or 3 rings in the bank.
But that's the thing, though, man. Like, the thing about this team is all of them are willing to take pay cuts to stay together.
Exactly, because KD said he's going to take a pay cut to keep Iguodala. And what's the other player they need to get paid?
Because
I heard the Heat going to try to go after Iguodala this offseason.
Mm.
Yeah, man. Heat ain't playing, man. And yeah, I saw another rumor talking about Deion, like, the Lakers going to pursue Deion Waiters. I was like, man, fuck this shit, man. I was like, have we got to this point? Like, for real?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That would be a waste.
Yeah, dude, that's like a Mozgov.
Yes, it is.
Mozgov pay, man. We're on top of this shit, man.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's up there. But
it's up there. Really?
I hope that's not his first move, Magic's first move.
I mean, I'd be like, man, I don't know.
Jeannie Buss need to fire that nigga now.
Yeah, because what's his face having his workout today? Lonzo.
Yeah.
And what's his face and today not invited. So hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna draft that nigga, man, because he's a facilitator, man. That motherfucking pass, he has great vision, and he makes everybody around him better. Yep. It's just that we need to let this core grow and see what this core can do while LeBron is getting old, and then wait for the Warriors to implode. Because I'm telling you, man, they're not all gonna stay together, man. Because if we can get Klay, dog, Klay not gonna stay on that squad, man. He ain't getting his touches.
No. Yeah, but he's also not hitting either.
Yeah, I mean, he had a slump. He had a slump this whole playoffs, man. But I still take Clay. I'll take Clay over PG. I'll take Clay over Paul George.
Yeah, I would too.
Easy, because he plays defense and he can shoot.
Yeah.
So
I don't know though. He might not go. He might not go, dude.
After you get, this is gonna be their second ring. KD's first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year they could probably go back to back. So that's for a ring.
They win three or four. You really think they're gonna split up? Why would they?
Egos, man. You know how they say stuff in the media, man. But
yeah,
like the one thing that kind of was glaring to me when they were talking about him going there, and they kind of asked Clay like, when how y'all gonna distribute the ball? And this like stuck out to me. Clay said, "Man, I'm gonna get mine." That's his exact quote. He was like, "I'm gonna get mine. Like, I'm gonna get my shots." He's like, "Forget all that. I'm still gonna get my shots. It'll work itself out." So I think he's gonna be the first domino to fall, man. Y'all watch that shit, man. It's not because I want him to come to my squad. He can go to Boston. He can go wherever. I think he's gonna be the first one to fall because he's really not needed. Because they can get rid of him and just keep Draymond, Curry, and KD is still ball out.
Yeah.
They really don't need Clay. So Clay is the odd man out. He's the fourth option on that starting five. So
Draymond is.
You think Draymond the fourth option?
Yeah, easy. Because it's KD, Steph, Clay, and then Draymond, and then whoever they got to send up.
But whoever it is, yeah. Like, no. Man, JaVale McGee got his ass dunked on. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Now, LeBron dunked on him and his father. Like, looked at them niggas like, "I'm still the king." You know,
yep.
You about to lose this shit.
Yeah. We losing, though.
But this still my league. Like, dude, it's like, he is like the Jordan of this era, but he getting done in. So, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
That he kind of like, because Jordan stopped niggas from getting rings. He stopped dudes from ever getting rings.
Yes, he did.
Like, LeBron not stopping people from getting rings, man. Like, if LeBron gets this, if he wins, if they find a way to win this, it's impossible. I don't see a way for them to win this except for somebody get hurt.
I know that.
Like, if LeBron pulls this out and wins his ring, dude, I will say that he is 1B to Jordan's 1A.
Oh yeah.
And whatever he does for the rest of his career, he could, because this would be his fourth ring. Like, if he just goes out with four rings and that's it, this right here will put him as close as he'll ever get to Jordan.
Yeah, it will.
Because he's already doing as much as he can already. people can't say he's not showing up.
Yeah.
Now, like, he backing niggas down to the rim, dunking on them. Now he getting his shot. He driving to the hoop. Like, people, like, yanking him down on the ground. He's still scoring.
Yeah.
Like, it's you can't say nothing about LeBron game. LeBron is one of the top. When he's done, he will be top three.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely on the Mount Rushmore.
He definitely on the Mount Rushmore once he's done. He's top five now.
Yeah.
If he's top five now, he'll be top three when it's all said and done, man. Just the motherfucker, by the time he's done, he's going to have every record.
Yeah.
Every playoff record, he's gonna have every regular season record.
And they're not gonna ever be surpassed.
No, they're not, man. And then the thing is, he's not even trying to score. He's being unselfish. He's doing it his way.
Yeah.
Another thing, real quick, that kind of got me when he finally spoke out about Jordan for the first time.
Yeah.
You can see how he was changing the narrative when he said he was trying to make his own narrative when he was just like, "I'm not a scorer. I want people to know that it's okay just to pass the ball because this is my game. I want kids to say, 'I made the extra pass because LeBron did.'"
Yeah.
He wants to create that narrative of not being a scorer, not being clutch, but actually making the right basketball play. And I guarantee you, he got with his inner circle to create the narrative of how he's going to be his own kind of legend in that play. So he knows what he's doing, dog. He's very meticulous, man. You might not like him. This motherfucker smart, man.
Yeah, he is.
Nah, this motherfucker smart, man. He's gonna have own a team, and he's gonna be cush, and have money. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much for the rest of for generations to come. But one thing is, man, what you thought about some of Ryan Nigga on his
On his gate.
On his gate, and then Jason Whitlock talking about it. Racism doesn't affect rich black people, only poor black people.
And see, now
that motherfucker needs to get off the air.
Jason Whitlock, man, that nigga been brainwashed. Like, I don't know what, man, I don't know what. Every now and then he makes some good points, but for the most part, mm-hmm. he's a pet.
Oh, yeah, man, you could tell.
Yeah, he's a pet. Like, you know, he jumps when they say jump, and yep. You know, he'll do a little dance and shuck and jive, man. Like that, I don't know, but I don't know, but it's funny how people, you know, will be such a coward to do something where nobody can, you know, see you do it. Mm-hmm. But like, how come like they didn't try to do it, you know, when somebody was watching?
Yeah, man. Yeah, why you trying to be bold and do it then?
Yeah, like you got enough balls to step on somebody's property and deface it. Do it in their face. Do it while they looking.
Do it while they looking. See how far they get you. Yeah, man. It's crazy how Whitlock is just the mouthpiece for the white supremacists.
Yeah.
He's a mouthpiece saying, you know, if you say this, you know what I'm saying, you keep your job, we'll give you a show, you get a little extra couple of thousands of dollars, and you'll be somewhat famous, man. But it's damaging, man.
Yeah.
It's extremely damaging because people are so easily persuaded by somebody that's on TV just because they're on TV. Whatever they say is gospel, man.
Yeah.
Like, that dude is, he's a cancer and he's dangerous, man.
Yeah.
He's extremely dangerous. Yeah. People like him just, they need to be, they can't be silenced because it's a part of an agenda.
Yeah.
And the only thing that people can really do is just call out the bullshit and look past it. That's the only thing that you can do.
Yeah.
That's all you can do, man. But that gets us to our topic of the show, so let's go ahead and get to the top.
Let's get it.
So, the topic of the show is, what was the topic? Hold on, we'll keep this in. Let me see, because I want to get it right. We were saying, God dog it. Sorry, y'all, being unprofessional. I'm out of practice. It's been 4 weeks. The topic is, is stand up for a cause really worth it?
Mm.
And I bring up this topic because it comes back to Colin Kaepernick. He is being blackballed. Yeah. By NFL, by standing up for social justice for African American, you know, the most disenfranchised people, you know, in this nation. And to be honest, I almost say it's not worth it to stand up for the cause because look where it's gotten them. If I was him, I would have done the same thing. But as far as from a financial standpoint,
yeah.
He'll never play in the league again. I don't think he's ever going to play in the league again, dude.
Mm.
Period. Because the media has so much of an uproar.
Yeah.
For somebody to sign him. So I guarantee you, either like Roger, the owners got together and picked a team, which was the Seahawks, and they said, hey, go ahead and just bring him in for a visit.
Mm-hmm.
Just to shut the media up because this is becoming like a black eye on the NFL because it was getting to the point where motherfuckers that were not better than Colin Kaepernick, and Colin Kaepernick he's not, you know what I'm saying, top 15, you know, top 20 quarterback, but he's definitely top 32 quarterback. He's mm-hmm. starting his league. Well, motherfuckers like Austin Davis getting signed, Ryan Fitzpatrick getting signed.
He got signed again?
Yeah, he in Tampa Bay.
Okay.
There's a place that Kaepernick could have backed up.
Yeah.
That Austin Davis signing to the Seahawks really pissed me off, dude.
Yeah.
One that the offense would change drastically if Russell Wilson got hurt. He's been getting hurt the past couple of seasons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. And Colin Kaepernick is a perfect fit because he fits that play style.
And this is coming from a team who signed Matt Flynn as the starter, who got, you know, outshined. So
yeah, man, it's kind of like, man, NFL showing their true colors, man. And
yeah,
like I saw a whole bunch of like tweets that Kaepernick was retweeting a couple of days ago, where he was retweeting things like, you know, the NFL is okay with employing, you know, people that beat women, you know, had domestic violence issues,
yep,
or have, you know, DUIs, and things fall worse, but you won't, you know, let somebody, you know, work because they're, you're expressing their First Amendment rights and talking about an issue that needs to be talked about, which is just Black Americans getting executed and lynched in the street. Really? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And the cops getting off. And it's almost kind of like the NFL, just kind of like, man, F y'all. Y'all just number slaves, even playing this game.
Yeah.
And you will do what we tell you to do.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying, it will be consequences. And it's kind of just like, I guarantee you, we will never see another NFL player stand up like Kaepernick did, period.
Oh, no, that's gone.
That's gone. That's it, man. They're making this example out of him.
Yeah, he is the Martin Luther King or Malcolm X of the NFL.
Yep.
Like, you would never see that again. If we do, then that would be great. But for the most part, if you don't tote that line, if you don't care about, you know, your financial situation, if you don't care about, you know, where you are in society as far as finances go, then yeah, it you know, standing up for the cause, it is worth it. But, you know, we live in a time in which money is everything.
Yep.
And status is everything. And if you care about where you get to shop for your groceries, or where you get to buy your clothes and shoes and, you know, things, if you care about that stuff, then standing up for a cause is not worth it. And that's the point that, you know, EC and I are trying to make, man. It's just that now we live during a time in which there are no more alpha men left. Because, you know, if this were back in the, the 1940s, 1950s,
yep,
when players like Jim Brown, people like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know, national sports figures were actually standing up against injustice against their people. If we had more solidarity throughout the league, if we had more solidarity throughout our communities, if we had more solidarity throughout, you know, just all kinds of sports, leagues or whatever, this things would not be as bad as they are. It would really benefit. It would really, really benefit the NBA, because the NBA is so star driven.
Yep.
That
then guaranteed contracts too.
Yeah.
Yep.
The NBA is so star driven that one very influential person can say, you know what, I'm not taking it anymore. I refuse to play if this crap don't start shaping up. That would change the league.
Period.
And the only bad thing about the NFL is the fact that there are so many people who don't make it to the NFL. There are so many people who are just like, their mouth is watering for the opportunity to put food on their table. Like, you can have one person who is seemingly a star step up and say, I'm not going to take it. And they could have support around the league. But, you know, the thing about the NFL is that they could ship all of those people out and bring in a whole new set of people, and they will just tote the line and you will never hear of it again. So people are bold, but people aren't bold. Like for you know, like earlier we said, when the guy, you know, spraying, you know, nigger on somebody's gate. Like, people are bold enough to do some stuff like that, but people aren't bold enough to stand up for what's right. And, you know, for you to be, you know, a person who is witnessing injustice, but you, you know, wish not to speak out about it because you got to buy them new rims to come out Thursday. Like, you know, like what purpose are you serving? Like,
you adding to the problem.
Yeah. What purpose are you serving? Like, what's the point of you having a life? Like, seriously. Like, man, I don't know, man. And then, like, we talk about standing up for a cause. Also, like, you know, you can talk about that. That's a, you know, that's really kind of a broad spectrum, man. Like, you can take that to relationships.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you are in an interracial relationship, you know, if you feel, you know, like you said in episodes past that, you know, if you are going to date the race of another person, then both of you need to understand each other's, like, one another's race, and, you know, understand, like, the culture, understand the history of each other. Because if something happens, for instance, black people getting, you know, killed in the street, and, you know, you have a white counterpart, and they don't understand why you're angry, or they don't understand, you know, the meaning behind what's going on, it's gonna kind of be hard to function in a relationship together, you know, and especially if they don't see your side of the argument. So standing up for your cause, are you willing to turn your back on your people for the sake of your relationship?
Yeah. It's rare that it happens, man, because usually if you do see somebody in an interracial relationship and it's like outside of like a white, you know, what, you know, white, like Asian, white, Hispanic dynamic, yeah, and there's like any other thing, like, let's just say like black and Hispanic or anything like that, it's always like that person that's with the black person has either probably been disowned by their family or they're not as close to their family.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's always fine. It's like almost like you kind of like it's an upgrade if it's with a white person. It's like an upgrade some sort in society.
Yeah,
because you're getting closer to whiteness because your child is going to be half of that race. But if it's another race besides white, it's kind of like a downgrade in some respects as far as like a societal view. And it's sick, man.
Yeah, it's funny you said that, man. I was listening to a podcast, and there's this girl who I think she's a wrestler, or she used to be a wrestler or something. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But she said,
"Yeah, I don't know. Is that what you're talking about? She won't date white guys."
Yeah. Yeah. She said, "I only date white guys." And then somebody said, "Well, why?" She's like, "Well, because white and black people make the beautiful babies," or something like that.
I'm a self-hating whore.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Like, lady, you, what?
Now, the thing is, it's okay to date interracially.
Yeah.
If you're not making it a point where you're just avoiding your own race to the point where your own race is the enemy.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never date somebody from my own race. I only date interracially. I think there's a huge issue with that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you can do that, that's fine, but there's a huge issue with yourself. There's a lot of self hate within yourself.
Oh yeah.
For you to say something like that, is you just don't want to give somebody of your own race a chance.
Yeah.
Even if y'all are compatible, like, you'll never give them a chance, even if y'all are compatible on everything.
Yeah, she's blocking her blessing.
Yeah, man, you never know, but it's nothing wrong with dating interracially, but if you just like, man, I'm just never gonna date somebody of my own race.
Yeah.
There's an issue there, man. That's Chinese, that's Mexican, that's any race, Japanese, where you just like, man, I just won't date somebody of my own kind. It's like you gotta look at yourself and you gotta look at yourself in the mirror and say, I hate myself and I hate the skin I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But back to the Kaepernick thing, standing for a cause. Like, he's donated. People don't know he donated over $1 million of his own money.
Yeah.
Towards the disadvantaged youth and people and disadvantaged people out here just trying to make it. Like, he's donated suits to convicts try to get a job, because the first thing you do when you get out of jail, you don't have a suit and you need a suit for an interview.
Yeah.
He donated suits. He's taught kids about the right, know your rights when you stop by the cops. Mm-hmm. I see him on Instagram all the time. He has little shirts, like a 7-point bullet point spots that he has on there, something about know your rights when you stop by the cops. So it'll pretty much kind of be an equal understanding between you and the cop, if the cop not coming from a place of hatred.
Yeah.
So you can kind of like protect yourself from the cop, which is sad. He's doing so much. He's actually helping. And he's not even a cancer in the locker room, because everybody on the 49ers have said that he has been a great asset. He hadn't even been a distraction when he was kneeling. He was a great asset. Even when he was a backup, he wasn't a distraction. And when he got a chance to play, he stepped up and played with the limited resources he had around him. Because people don't understand, when Kaepernick was balling, he had a defense, he had a squad around him.
Yeah. And people was riding with him.
People were riding with him. Like, he needs a squad. And I'm like, you can't name 10 quarterbacks that could just roll with anybody and ball out. You can only name 5. So you can't even use that bullshit argument saying that he has lost what he's had.
Yeah, because I mean, he didn't have anything to play with.
Yeah, nothing to play with. Like, man, even my quarterback, and I love him to death, Joe Flacco for the Ravens, he needs pieces.
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a diehard Ravens fan. I love Flacco, man, but like Flacco only thrived when he had a defense and he had a running game.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping it real, man. Like, that's just needed. Like, if your name ain't Breeze, if it ain't Breeze, Brady, Rodgers,
yep,
those three for sure, like, you ain't getting it done.
Yeah.
They could go out there with the postman and get that shit done.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So you can't use that argument. And then his touchdown to interception ratio was like 14-9, so it wasn't that bad. And even he can start over, even have the quarterback starting this year that has a starting role.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you he can at least back up better than half the quarterbacks they have that are going to be backups this year anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. And just like, ask Oakland Raiders how important a backup quarterback he is last year.
I'm sure they know. I'm sure the Titans know, too.
Yeah, the Titans know, man. Like, the shit's pivotal, man. It's like, and then like, I know you've heard about the president for the Giants came out and spoke out and said he's never gotten so many letters saying if a player on your team does this, I'm not going to support your team. And then people knew that he was disrespecting the flag.
Yeah.
They knew what he was kneeling, and they still hated that shit.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you stand up for your own people getting slaughtered?
Yeah.
Just shut up and just play, nigger. That's all. Yes, That's it.
This should be about football. This shouldn't be about real life. Like,
it should be about trying to help your people that's getting slain in the streets. Don't worry about those niggers. You made it. Don't worry about them. You're not one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That old adage. I hate that. Man.
Separate yourself from them. You're not one of them.
Yeah, like, come on. I don't get it, man. Like, it was just, as Eddie Griffin said, man, like, there's not going to be, one person of color in the entertainment business that can leave clean.
Oh, yeah, man. You want to, like, if you stand up for your right, if you stand up, for your own people, you're gonna be in a dress.
Yeah.
A couple of months later, you're gonna be in a dress. You're gonna be have some of the demeaning or emasculating done to you if you're a male.
Yeah. Well, shoot.
Don't know about.
Not only that, just something that's gonna tarnish your character. That's gonna make you look like something that's gonna force you to look evil towards everybody else.
Yeah, because you know who's in control. They have all the control. Yeah. Like, you have to come to them for everything.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, man. It has to get to the point where we have our own, so we don't have to answer to them. We want to stand up for our rights and be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need our own corporate sponsors. We need our own businesses, man.
Yeah.
We got to stop looking for approval from the others.
Yeah.
We have to, man, or it's going to be like this, man, till the end of days, man.
Look at Tiger Woods, man. That nigga.
Man, dog.
That nigga looked like a used dish rag. That nigga he's on his last leg. Like, real. Like, it don't make sense.
Yeah, I will say this, man. I did watch a clip on First Take on Twitter where Stephen A. Smith did go in on Tiger Woods. He was like, man, it kind of, I hate Stephen A. Smith, but what he said was real. He was like, man, like, the dude's a fake. He's finally been exposed. He's never been real. Now he's been wearing a mask this whole time. Like, the Tiger that we know is not the Tiger that's behind closed doors, and he's been exposed.
Hmm.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Now he's got exposed, man. Live that double life to catch up with you. Like my mom always tell me, taught me when I was a kid, what's in the dark always comes to the light.
Oh yeah.
It always comes to the light, dude. Like your dirt you're doing now will be exposed. Even if people that are close to you don't see it,
mm-hmm.
when you die, it's going to be seen anyway.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to happen, man. Like, the shit that you do in the dark will it's going to get spotted eventually, man. You ain't slick.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. But, do you think Colin Kaepernick will ever sign with the team?
I mean, he might. I think he'll sign with maybe not this year. But if I were him, I would definitely get myself, you know, I would definitely keep myself in football shape just in case, cause you never know. I don't know, man, but you know, how the league moves off of people, you know,
look at Ray Rice, man.
Yeah.
Never get another shot. Yeah. He's done.
Yeah. What? Not even 4 years ago. He was, you know, kind of balling.
Yeah, man, because I was, while I was sick this whole time, I was laying up and I watched, you know how they have the America's Game where they chronicle the whole year of the Super Bowl champions?
Yeah.
It was crazy because I caught the, you know, that 2012 season where the Ravens went to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? I watched that and I was just sitting there like, dang, Ray Rice, you was a man, homie.
Yeah.
Lost it all, dude. Just like that, man. Like, yeah, like, literally, like, once the NFL blackball you, you're done, man. But, like, Dante, I forgot the dude. Who did the dude that, like, actually literally killed somebody?
He
ran somebody over with a car and killed him, and he was, like, in the league the next year, like, playing?
Dante Stallworth?
Yeah, Dante Stallworth. Like, yeah, man, like, he killed somebody.
Yeah.
And he was out there catching touchdown passes.
Yeah, you can beat a woman near death. You can, you know, pretty much, you can kill somebody. You can, you know, you just... You can allegedly stab somebody.
Yeah, and, man.
You know, it's just, it's crazy, man. Like, that junk ain't right. Yeah. And people don't care.
They don't care, man. It's all about the dollar, man. It's all about corporate sponsors.
Yeah.
It's all about not hurting their money, because that's the one thing that the GM from the, not the GM, but the president from the Giants, like, kept on pointing out, is just like, it's a money thing. It's like people's like, that's all people care about. If it affects your money, and even if it's right or wrong, what the person stand up for, they don't care. It's affecting the money.
Yeah.
So, toodaloo to you.
Yeah.
But I just want to just, you know what I'm saying, go end the show here. I just want to just bring that up and let people, you know, think about how sad it is that standing up for a cause will affect your way of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been that way, man. So you have to make that choice.
Yeah.
But we love y'all, man. You got anything else from ST?
You know, just the usual stuff. You know, everybody, thank y'all for, you know, asking about us all, you know, these past weeks. It's been, you know, a lot of people hitting us up on Twitter and, you know, and we appreciate y'all, you know, just, you know, thinking about us, because, you know, we didn't give it up. We just, you know, just some things went a little wrong, so we had to, you know, get back on track. But, like always, man, just make sure that y'all hit us up on all of our social media. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. What else we got? Do we have any more?
Twitter, Facebook.
Okay, just making sure, you know, we got so much crap to be doing. Oh yeah, also be sure to, you know, keep your eyes peeled. We do have some other things that are coming down the pipeline. So make sure that y'all stay up on that. And as usual, ignorance is not a handicap, it's a personal choice. And if there is no light, you must become the light. So be the light. I think that's it, bro.
Man, y'all stay blessed, man. Yeah. And we will definitely see y'all next week, man. Y'all stay up, man. Y'all stay healthy.
Yes, sir. Keep your health in check.
It's not Please. A joke. It's not a joke, man.
Yeah.
Not a joke.
Episode number 56.
Which should be like 62.
Drink some wheatgrass. We'll holler at y'all next week. All right,
well, y'all stay blessed.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Black Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week. Ah!